Lauren Letellier.
I'm Chris Atkins. We're volunteers at the Rojan Library.
And this is WGXC, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill.
On Sunday, October 9th, turn out or tune in to a performance of Elvis Perkins in Deerland at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Elvis Perkins in Deerland is Columbia County resident Elvis Perkins playing with Nicholas Kinsey, Brigham Brough, and Wyndham Garnett. They don't play too often out in the Hudson Valley, but they have played at the Newport Folk Festival and the Primavera Sound Festival. This is their first Hudson Valley appearance in a decade. To turn out or tune in, there'll be a live webcast at wgxc.org from 8 to 10 p.m. Sunday, October 9th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Go to the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org for more information.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Hi, this is Miles from Hudson. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Corey McCaslin here to begin the traditional celebration of the best holiday of the year, Halloween. We'll be hearing Screaming Lord Sutch, Louis Armstrong, My Chemical Romance, PJ Harvey, plus more. And we'll start with some seasonally appropriate geek speak. They're coming to dramatize you, Barbara. Originating from Deadline, Walking Dead vet Greg Nicotero, who got into the Living Dead game by working under Tom Savini on several Romero films, including Day of the Dead, is developing a docudrama that will tell the story of the making of Night of the Living Dead. With the Northman's rampage in the rearview mirror, Robert Eggers is headed to making his remake of another popular public domain horror classic. Deadline reports he's tapped Bill Skarsgård and Lily Rose Depp as the leads for his take on Nosferatu. Get ready for a weekly head exploding. The Hollywood Reporter broke that HBO has greenlit a series remake of Scanners, the David Cronenberg classic regarding the war between and hunt for a small assortment of people with massive telekinetic power. Emmy-winning Black Mirror co-writer William Briggs and Lovecraft Country pilot director Ian Demange will showrun with Cronenberg execing. A ghost of pre-Deadpool Ryan Reynolds' failed franchise starters is coming back, as Bloody Disgusting noticed an MPAA rating bulletin listing Universal Home Entertainment's RIPD2 Rise of the Damned getting a PG-13. This was the first, and so far all they've heard, of a sequel to the 2012 MIB with Ghosts, co-starring Jeff Bridges. After presenting time loops and body swaps in a horror setting, Christopher Landon is heading into the world of phobias and remakes. THR reports James Wan has tapped him to redo Frank Marshall's 1990 cult horror comedy slash best spider-focused horror movie, Arachnophobia. After guiding Stephen Strange through the multiverse, Sam Raimi is reportedly tackling a different kind of magic via Bloody Disgusting on Mick Garris's Postmortem podcast. It producer Rory Lee revealed he and Sam Raimi are close to choosing a pitch for remaking Richard Attenborough's Anthony Hopkins starring 1978 killer ventriloquist doll film Magic. They're getting the band back together and the villagers are getting their torches. Deadline reports Guns Akimbo director James Howden will adapt to film his and Lexi Leon's upcoming Spinal Tap meets Monster Squad Opus Comics miniseries Monsters of Rock, concerning a road trip slash tour for a band comprised of Frank and Stein's Monster, Medusa, Jack-O-Lantern, Werewolf, and the Bride after Drac kicks them out. Let's get into the holiday spirit with a short set starting with Screaming Lord Such's classic Jack the Ripper.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper. There's a man walks the streets of London late at night. The Ripper, Jack the Ripper. With a little black bag that's oh so tight. The Ripper, Jack the Ripper. He's got a big black cloak hanging down his back. The Ripper, Jack the Ripper. Well, that's a one big cat I just hate to fight. The Ripper, Jack the Ripper. Well, he walked down the street, and the girl he met says, your name is Blah. She walks down the street, he's never far behind. The Ripper, Jack the Ripper. With his little black bag and his one-track mind. The Ripper, Jack the Ripper. Well, he really catches up when the lights go down. The Ripper, Jack the Ripper. Cause at the time he starts his dirty shove around. The Ripper, Jack the Ripper. Well, he walks down the street, every girl he meets says, your name is Blah. Jack the Ripper, the Ripper, Jack the Ripper. Scotland Yard will never catch him, cause he's a much too clever. He's much too clever. But if they do, man, they'll get the leather, yeah. Of London can never save. The Ripper, Jack the Ripper. Whenever Jack the Ripper ever shows his face. The Ripper, Jack the Ripper. So you pretty little girl is taking my advice. The Ripper, Jack the Ripper. And don't walk the streets of London late at night. The Ripper, Jack the Ripper. Well, he walks down the street. The girl he met says, your name is Blah. Oh, Jack the Ripper, the Ripper, Jack, yeah, the Ripper.
Oh,
That was Rob Zombie with the subliminal seduction mix of Living Dead Girl, before which we heard screaming lords such as Jack the Ripper.
Leaving behind sci-fi for fantasy, Variety reported the inevitable trip back down the yellow brick road is on. Blackish mastermind Kenya Barris will write and direct a new version of The Wonderful Wizard of Oz that, unlike others, will be able to use elements exclusive and copyrighted to the classic 1939 version, such as the slippers being ruby red instead of silver. Knock on ironwood, but maybe it's safe to say at least House of the Dragon is doing a good job of repairing the plane those who shall not be named drove into the ground of George R. R. Martin's fantasy juggernaut. Still only halfway through, but I am becoming emotionally invested in the characters. That was a major part of the original show's appeal for me, only equaled since by my recent and late onboarding of Stranger Things. And no matter what, at least Matt Smith's finally got a successful post-Who franchise role. Anyway, with the new series routinely crashing apps and servers, it was no surprise when THR broke that it was renewed for Season 2 just a week after the first episode debuted. Neil Gaiman, however, is cautioning everyone to not get too confident for the continuation of the beautiful adaptation of his greatest work, The Sandman. He took to Twitter to explain that despite massive success and views, Netflix often judge renewals on how much a show is viewed over the first month of its release. And even with success, the show is hella expensive. Bonus trivia, Gaiman recently told Rolling Stone the Thank the Endless That Wasn't Made dumbed-down version that the infamous John Peters tried to make in the late 90s died because he anonymously sent in a draft to Ain't It Cool News, who at the time had some relevancy, and he rightly guessed their negative review would kill the bastardization in its cradle. Deadline passed on an insider's answer to what classic fantasy IP is being circled in response to LTR and HOTD's success. The answer was, turn around, look at what you see in her face, the mirror of your dreams. Yeah, Dustin and his girlfriend definitely did a better rendition of that. Reportedly, multiple parties are offering millions for the rights to readapt the Neverending Story. Agency AVA, which represents author Michael Ende's estate, declining comment. That said, don't hop on your luck dragon yet, as Kathleen Kennedy and DiCaprio's attempt to reboot it a decade ago fell apart due to rights issues. I'll be nice in reporting this next bit for any of my little millennial siblings who love the original books and even the failed franchise starter adaptation. Variety broke that Disney Plus has begun development of an Aragorn series, with author Christopher Paolini on board as co-writer. I'll give it a chance, and hey, I'm getting Willow back, so. As was often the case back in his golden age, Stephen King didn't have to wait too long for someone to pay the $1 against a healthy back-end profit share he usually offers for rights to adapt his work. The recently released Fairy Tale is already in development under the sure hand of Paul Greengrass. Shifted into sci-fi that often straddles fantasy, the BBC finally gave a date and final trailer for Jodie Whittaker's final, at least until the inevitable audio play redemption episode, The Power of the Doctor, as October 23rd. Or as I'm looking at 13 days until I'm squinging at the return of Ace. Tom Hanks revealed on a podcast Peter Cavaldi lobbied to have him guest star as an incarnation of the Doctor, presumably a future one a la the second Tom Baker Doctor in the 50th anniversary. Choose life. Choose a career. Choose the... certain quarters have made referencing the bread pill problematic, and they changed that in the last movie anyway. Variety reports Danny Boyle, thus the Trainspotting reference, is directing Free Your Mind, a stage dance adaptation of The Matrix, for the inaugural performance at the Factory International venue in Manchester next October. Coincidentally, at the same time, Lower Decks gave us a check-in on Deep Space Nine with his ex-terrorist second-in-command and big lobed pain in the tuchus. The Cisco is returning as promised in comics form. Out now from IDW is a new comic simply titled Star Trek, that sees the Emissary return 3 years after the series end, but Ben Sisko can't retire to that farm on Bajor just yet, as he's on a mission to stop a threat to the various god-level aliens of the Trekverse, joined by Data, Beverly Crusher, and some new faces. Our next set starts with a trip back before the usual purview of Forgotten Geek. Here's Louis Armstrong, accompanied by the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra, with Skeleton in the Closet.
Boy, don't you go in there! Come out of there, boy! Don't you know that house is haunted? An old deserted mansion on an old forgotten road where the better ghosts and goblins always hang out. One night they threw a party in a manor a la mode, and they cordially invited all the gang out. At a dark, bewitching hour, when the fun was loud and hearty, a notorious wallflower became the life of the party. The spooks were having their midnight fling. The merrymaking was in full swing. This rigged themselves into a cheerful trance. When the skeleton in the closet started to dance, now a goblin giggled with fiendish glee. A shout rang out from a big banshee. Amazement was in every ghostly glance. When the skeleton in the closet started to dance, all the witches were in stitches, while his steps made rhythmic thumps, and they nearly dropped their broomsticks. When he tried to do the bumps, you never heard such an earthly laughter, such hilarious groan. When skeleton in closet rattled his bones.
Thank you. Time to ride. Yeah. Time to get out. Commit some sin. Become a raging vampire again. Look out, little girl. For you, I'm sure to get. Stay out my way, or you're sure to get bit.
That started with Skeleton in the Closet by Louis Armstrong and the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra, followed by The Poet's Dead by Rah Rah, and concluded with Raven Vampire by The Souls Unlimited. Helping make up for the long hiatus between seasons 2 and 3, Deadline reports that the Harley Quinn animated series will get a Valentine's special next February, subtitled A Very Problematic Valentine's Day Special. Grain of Kryptonite Time. A recent episode of the Marvel Vision podcast claimed that not only is Henry Cavill back in the molded tights for a cameo in Black Adam, but thanks to the demands of the most electrifying anti-hero in all comics entertainment, a new Cavill-led Superman movie is in development. In case you missed the online hullabaloo over the first solid news regarding Deadpool 3, a Ryan Reynolds YouTube video announced not only a September 2024 release date, but a certain Aussie actor hasn't quite left his old life behind, with Hugh Jackman returning as Wolverine for a full team-up. Rhodey's war to protect Tony Stark's legacy will instead play out on the big screen. THR Breaking the Armor Wars is being redeveloped from a Disney Plus miniseries into a theatrical film. What release date and phase it'll be part of remains to be seen. A childhood dream of mine is coming true, as Deadline reports Berkeley Breathed's Bloom County is in development as an animated series for Fox. Breathed will work alongside Simpsons vet Tim Long as showrunner. It was Miss Scarlet in the artist studio with a very sharp pencil. Deadline reports Brooklyn Nine-Nine writer, producer, and stand-up comic Dwayne Perkins has been tapped to write and produce an animated series based on Clue for Fox. We'll go into the second half of Forgotten Geek by pouring one out for the late Mr. Coolio by playing the loud rock remix of his collaboration with Blondie, No Exit.
Wait, hold up, homie. You must be tripping. You can't be putting that sip in it. yo, rock that shit. Slam dance to this, smooth the back. When you see us in the mosh pit, smash something with my heavy metal rap stumping. Crack more heads open than Bex. You and your man floating tails from the crib. Rocky Horror couldn't picture it. Spine singling, give you goosebumps singing it. Cheek nigga, get the party with the infamous. We jumping over the bar, snatching mad liquors.
Out of the darkness, spark this total chaos. Mark the skin to harness. Nothing could save us, all that is sacred. Dilly departed, Braveheart, slave bank contains something courageous. Salute, shining armor, persona, rip stages. Live is nirvana, beneath the golden ages. The road rats explode, no render that devour. Don't cry for me, I'm proud, drunk on the power. The power.
Why you out for the fame? Lay back, count on my stack, down the Kodiak. Writing my raps, here, hold that. It's bound to go black. With my pen hits, relentless, whatever I spit. Like a fresh pair of kicks out of the box. Ready to pop. You know the stay collaborating with my committee. Then it's on the LIE.
Yeah, we storm the sound clash, but none heard the sound of the blast. Send the mass out of control, the system found smash. There's blood on the dance floor, they still chant for the nitty gritty. New York in the city, 50 caliber thoughts forced the world to bang with me. Bound to hit hard like 20 guards pitching in the yard. Minute laws take charge, out to make odds and take odds. Before they get so odd, party crasher, verbal assault, quick to blast you. You're stunned momentarily, drop seconds after.
Forgotten Geek on WGXC continues, coming out of Vampire Money by My Chemical Romance, which is partly their answer song to the demands they do a song for the Twilight Saga, which they resisted as they preferred scary vampires, not sparkly ones. Before that was Blondie with Coolio and the Loud All-Stars, No Exit, the Loud Rock remix. On to our penultimate set, here's PJ Harvey with Down by the Water.
I lost my heart under the bridge to that little girl. So much to me, and now I moan, and now I holler. She'll never know just what I found. That blue-eyed girl. My daughter, I see
the bomb. Drop the bomb.
After Down by the Water by PJ Harvey, Terror Vision asked Alice what's the matter. For our final set of this Halloween edition, we'll start with Shadow Fashion's cover of Ministry's Revenge, aka one of the two or three good songs on the debut album Uncle Al Disowned.
Push me off the such silence, whom are we mistaken?
Don't you see, it's not me, it's not my family. In your head, they are falling. With their tanks and their bombs, and their bombs, and their guns. In your head, they are crying. In your head, in your head, zombie, 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 hey, hey, what's in your head? In your head, zombie, 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 hey. In your head, they're still fighting. With their tanks and their bombs, and their bombs and their guns. In your head, they are dying.
That was the Melodica Brothers' dark synth take on the Cranberry Zombie, preceded by a cover of Ministry's Revenge by Shadow Fashion. I still remember my reaction to seeing the music video for the Ministry version on VH1 Classic back in the day, thinking this can't be that Ministry. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in 2 weeks with another Halloween edition and to take part in WGXC's Tower Power Pledge Drive. Till then, stay safe as we go out with the Proto Men's cover of I Still Believe.
tossed upon the waves. When the darkness comes, I feel the grave, but I still believe. I still believe through the cold and through the heat, through the rain and through the tears, through the crowds and through the cheers. No.
For people like us, in places like this.